the demonstrator has a specific demand that to support the democratic transformation, and also they want to send the message to the military not to seize power more than expected time. As you know that by November, the period of the military will end, so that they should hand over the power from military to civilians. So people think that some women said the military will not hand over the power to the civilian. So they just went out street once again and to demonstrate to show that the civilian government is the choice of the Sudanese people and no retreat from this demand.
And of course, this connects to recent political developments in Sudan. There was a coup attempt last week and a terrorist incident this week where five officers of the General Intelligence Service were killed. After the failed coup, military and civilian officials traded accusations and harsh statements.
Yeah, sure. The exchange of accusations between both sides and the inflammatory statement also fuel the situation and make this demonstration to come to make both sides come back to the tracks again. I mean, the tracks of partnership, which is when this government is the civilian military government. So the message is about there is a fear from the future of Sudan's people going to unknown future, and also there is some security challenges regarding the terrorist group that has been captured in the south of Khartoum's capital city, also raise so many concerns that the government should step forward and to go to address such challenges.
Yes, speaking of addressing terrorist challenges, Prime Minister Hamdok called for beefing up security. He called on the police and all other security forces to be vigilant and all of that. But what is the government doing exactly to address the issue?
Yes, the government now to going to change some regulations and also try to give more equipment for the functions of the police and the security in charge of terrorist attacks in Sudan of anti-terrorist group, because there is some criticism made on the government, those people were not well equipped. I mean, that is the weapons and they use, so the terrorists use very advanced weapons, and also they killed about five people in a few hours. So they think that there is shortcoming, so the government is going to change all the mentality that's using the way of how to counter terrorism in Sudan. As you know that we don't have any previous experience in dealing with such a group. I think this because there is no any terrorist activities in Sudan here. The only incident that happened about 25 years ago in one of the mosques at Durman, the twin city of capital city Khartoum. But ever since, we have heard nothing about such a terrorist group. That's why people deal with that accident is very indifferently.
Yes, but the motorcade of Prime Minister Hamdok was attacked with explosives in March last year. And even the government even launched an investigation, but we don't have the findings.
Yeah, sure. The committee was formed, and since that time, the committee did not only send the report. And we hear that there is mutual information between Sudan and what I can say, FBI teams visit Khartoum and try to fact exerting and ask about many information from Sudanese police, and went back to Washington, and we are still waiting for the final report, but still there is no. No more details about that incident that is targeting the Prime Minister and an attempt of his assassination.
The recent incident where General Intelligence Service officers raided a terrorist cell in Jabra in Khartoum and five of them were killed. The government said it arrested 11 terrorists of foreign nationalities and four got away, escaped. What do we know about the identities of these terrorists and how they entered the country?
There's no more information. The only information that you have, I think we can share it together. But some rumor here and there being in social media is about one Egyptian and one Nigerian and other Arab nationals, but no specific information from official authorities to confirm such information.
As you know, that there is still investigation underway, so we don't have free information about how they came to Sudan and what's about their plan. But we hear that from the security services that they have been here, enter, and they've been following over 6 to 8 months, and they are belong to 2 nationalities or more. I think it's Egyptian and one from Nigeria. And I don't have more information about that. But it needs time to verify. Because, you know, the statement of the security service has not yet mentioned any nationality. Yesterday, there is some news reported that Egypt has demanded Sudan to hand over those involved in the incident. So this is also to confirm that the nationality is Egyptian among them.